Hello and welcome to The Mental Game, a podcast on the psychology of human performance. I'm Larry, welcome along. And this is the first episode, so I thought I would introduce you to the content of the podcast, what I'll be discussing over the coming weeks, and indeed the content over on Human Performance Study, which is the site associated with the podcast here. And a little bit about me first, maybe. I'm Larry. I'm a writer, researcher, small business owner, psychology graduate, and I created Human Performance Study and The Mental Game as a place where I can share science-backed information that can help you improve your performance and achieve success, whatever way you choose to define it, in work, business, sport, and indeed in your life. Whether you're just starting out on your career journey or you're a seasoned veteran, my hope is that the content here on the podcast and over on the site helps you develop and refine the skills you need to succeed. My aim with everything I write and record is to help you improve your mental game, to develop your psychological skill set, and understand how your mind and body work to produce performance results. I believe that these skills are vital. Skills including resilience, creativity, lateral thinking, deliberate practice, imagery, self-talk, self-awareness, and many other components that are involved in high-level performance. And when you take the necessary time to learn and apply these things, your results will change for the better. I've no doubt about it. So a little bit more about me, maybe, before I go any further, not too much because I don't like talking about myself. I'm almost 46 at the time of recording. I'm an honours psychology graduate, as I said. I've been in business since I was 25 and I live in Dublin, Ireland, with my wife, Joanne, and our three kids. I coach my son's Gaelic football team. I love to cook, run, lift heavy weights, but most importantly, study, research, and writing are at the core of what I do. This year, I'll continue my studies in psychology and a master's in organizational psychology. And everything I write, everything I record, all the material I produce are centered around the question, how can we do work that we love, daily work that engages us and provides fulfillment without sacrificing our happiness? Because you see, I found that too many people use work as a means to an end. You might start off, for example, as a musician or a songwriter or a writer or a poet or on stage or a doctor. You might start off in the army. You might start off in a new business or whatever it happens to be you do. Whatever happens to be that thing that you do, you start off with lots of energy and enthusiasm for it, but then something takes over, the need to make money, the need to grow it, the need to maybe live up to some ideal or other takes over. And in a lot of cases kills your enthusiasm, kills the energy for the thing. And I think we need to get back to the work. I think we need to get back to daily work that we love. And I know that's a bit fluffy, but I guarantee you the material that I'm sharing with you here is not fluffy. It's based on rigorous scientific research, and it's been found to replicate across domains. So it doesn't matter where you perform, no matter what your work is, whether you're a sports person, whether you're a business person, whether you're a surgeon, whether you sweep the street, whether you drive a bus, it doesn't matter. These psychological skills that I'll be talking about here on the show and that I write about over on humanperformance.ie are all related to peak human performance, the peak experience, as Abraham Maslow called it. Abraham Maslow, as you're probably aware, is famed for his pyramid hierarchy of needs. Now, I think there's probably too much writing on that. There has been over the years, too much of a focus on that. He wrote about other things too, in particular, peak performance, which is an article you can read over on humanperformance.ie. And he gets into these components that he's found, these elements that he has found in people across the social sphere, social spectrum, housewives, scientists, sports people, businessmen, businesswomen. The same things apply and are common in peak experience, no matter what you do. So I'll be talking a little bit about that in a future episode. I should suggest that before we go any further, that if you like the stuff that I record, if you like the stuff that I write, be sure to get over to Human Performance Study and subscribe. There's a button at the top of the page subscribe, get in there, enter your email address, and I'll send you all new content. You can also subscribe to the podcast no matter where you're listening. It's on Spotify, it's on Google Podcasts, it's on Stitcher, it's on Pocket Casts, it's on Apple Podcasts, anywhere good podcasts are played. Hit the subscribe button. And if you're over on Anchor, send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know you're listening to the show and that you're getting some value from it. Or if there's something you want me to talk about or write about, you can let me know there too. So that's Anchor, anchor.fm/The Mental Game. And you can send me a message there. Or you can email me, larry@humorperformance.ie. Some of the topics that we'll be talking about, primary topics, are performance, behavior, creativity, daily work, and the self. Within performance, we'll be talking about perception, cognition, memory, emotion. Within behavior, we'll be discussing conditioning, reinforcement, habits, goal setting. Within creativity, we'll be looking at intelligence, expertise, genius. In fact, does genius even exist? Is there such a thing as genius? Or is it just practice over and over again? Obsession with a subject, you know? We'll be talking about daily work. We'll be talking about happiness, employment, the workplace, stress, leadership. All of these things are associated with peak human performance. So no matter what you do, no matter what sphere of activity you're involved in, whether you're a gardener or whether you're a clean windows on skyscrapers, it doesn't matter. This stuff applies, you know, in everything we do. What else have I got for you? I have a bunch of articles over there on humorperformance.ie. You can check those out. Just get over to the site and click on articles and you'll get through to the archive. I have a lot of books that on my shelf, hundreds of books on the nature of human psychology. Over on the site, I have a list of those. You can check those out and buy if you want. The podcast, of course, which you're listening to. And one-to-one coaching and consultation. If you feel you need a little bit more, if the material that I create is not quite hitting it for you, if you can't quite apply it, well, there's no better way than to employ a coach, and I'm providing those services too. If you want to get over to humanperformance.ie/get-started, you can find out more about that. And finally, in this initial episode, my promise. I cast iron guarantee that you're never going to get hyped up content designed to take advantage of your emotional state to secure a sale, let's say. That's not my bag. I'll never attempt to manipulate you by selling to your emotions, and I'll never promote or sell your information to other parties. I'll recommend books to you on occasion. I'll recommend my own material, and hopefully you'd like to buy that. There's not a whole pile of stuff for sale on the site. There might be in the future other things such as books and that. But everything that I sell helps fund what I do. So if you choose to buy a book that I recommend, or indeed in my own material, well then I greatly appreciate it, because it all contributes to helping me do what I do. So in sum, my efforts are to first and foremost give you information that can help you. If you choose to take the next step and engage me further, well then I'll be delighted with the opportunity. So that's about it. That's all I have for you in this initial episode. Please stay tuned for more. In an upcoming 2 or 3 episodes, I'll be talking about resilience. I have an extensive guide over on humanperformance.ie on resilience. If you want to check that out, it's front and center. You can't miss it. And I'll be talking about some of that material in the next 2 or 3 episodes. So stay tuned. Thanks for coming along for this inaugural episode. Is that the right word? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for being here. And I appreciate it a lot. I will see you in the next episode. Take care and all the best for now.